Chapter 15. The Karaoke Evening. The month of October was passing quickly. The lessons were sometimes difficult for Andrea, and Jamie, who always understood the lessons, often helped her with her schoolwork. Tom was jealous. He thought that Andrea was spending too much time with Jamie. But Andrea had decided that she didn't want Tom to be her boyfriend anymore. The karaoke evening took place on the third Saturday night in October. Andrea went with Melanie and met her other friends and their parents there. Andrea's father had to work late, so he couldn't come, and Melanie's parents had to go somewhere and would come to the event later. The singing competition was a lot of fun. There were many prizes, and Jamie and his father sang a duet and won a prize. After the competition, there was a disco, and many people danced. Andrea didn't like dancing, so she sat at a table and watched. Andrea looked around the room. Several teachers were at the party, and most of them were sitting at tables, watching the dancing. Mrs. Parker was sitting and talking to a man who had his back to Andrea's table. It appeared strange to Andrea that Mrs. Parker was sitting with a man. However, as Jamie often reminded her, Andrea should be more open-minded. "I wonder who the man is," thought Andrea. Then the man turned his head, and Andrea could see who he was. Jamie's father. Suddenly, someone approached Andrea. "Dad," she exclaimed, "you're here."
"Hello," said Andrea's father, sitting down beside her and giving her a kiss.
"I didn't think you'd come tonight, Dad," said Andrea. "It's great to see you."
"Well," said Andrea's father, "I finished work and I didn't want to miss the event completely."
Suddenly, Jamie appeared at the table. "Andrea, have you seen my dad?" he asked. "I thought I saw him around here a minute ago." Then he saw Andrea's father. "Oh, hello," he said, extending his hand. "You must be Andrea's dad. I'm Jamie. I'm in Andrea's class, and I work on the newspaper with her too."
"Hello, Jamie," said Andrea's father, smiling.
"Your father's over there, Jamie," Andrea said. "He's talking to Mrs. Parker." She indicated the other table, but no one was there.
"That's strange," she said.
"They were there a minute ago."
Suddenly, Mrs. Albright, the maths teacher, came to the table.
"Are you looking for your dad, Jamie?" she asked.
"Yes, I am," said Jamie.
"He asked me to tell you that he's gone for a walk with Mrs. Parker," said Mrs. Albright. "They'll be back soon."
"Oh, thanks, Mrs. Albright," said Jamie. He looked at Andrea and laughed at her shocked face.
"Why are you so surprised?" he asked her.
"I'm surprised that Mrs. Parker forced your dad to go for a walk," said Andrea.
"Andrea, you really must learn to see all possibilities in life," said Jamie. "I'm sure Mrs. Parker didn't force my dad to do anything."
Jamie looked towards the dance floor.
"Andrea, everyone's dancing," he said. "Do you want to dance?"
"No, thanks, Jamie," replied Andrea. "I don't like dancing."
"Okay," said Jamie, and looked around for another dance partner. He saw Melanie standing with some friends.
"Hey, Mel," he called. "Come and dance."
Melanie waved goodbye to her friends. Jamie went to her, and the two disappeared into the crowd of dancers. Andrea wished she could dance with Jamie, but she felt shy. She was also jealous of Melanie. Why couldn't she be more spontaneous like Melanie? She knew that Melanie liked Jamie and wondered if Jamie liked Melanie too.